that time, they haven't seen that much of a monkey. And Rumi, Rumi looks at you, what does Rumi see in you? Not the monkey.
Camel?
The camel. Because you are the vehicle. And camel is a vehicle to mid-oriental people. Means you are your Ferrari. You are the car you are driving. Camel. You will see that he will insist upon this camel. He will bring the subject of this camel. Put it, let it be the beginning of book two. And the, by the beginning, I mean even before the beginning, when he explains everything, he talks about the camel. The camel, you are the camel. We know you are a camel. You will see in book two, we explain it to you. You are the camel, a very logical, clever, sane, good camel. So what the problem? How somebody is riding you, which we call him crazy, that Majnun, or that lover is there. And you know what? That lover will lead you towards Layli, towards beloved, if that lover will get tired and sleep for a few minutes. The camel will ride back. The camel, the camel, the camel. He said, now your camel is eating that stuff that I was giving you. But now it's dry. So your camel starts to act funny in a way, right? Because camel starts to hurt itself and all that. He said, look at you, when I talk about love, suddenly your animal part starts to behave odd. This is what it is. Wherever, whenever a fellow will go to a place of, let's call it enlightenment and this kind of stuff, meditation stuff, after a while they start to act very odd and strange because they don't know what's happening. They hear something which they shouldn't. Because the animal is listening and the animal shouldn't listen to this. And the other one is not there yet, it's not active yet. So it's the state of confusion. He explains this state of confusion and say, first of all, let me tell you, to be confused, you don't need a lot to be confused. A grain confused Adam not to see what's coming on. Remember that? Of course, the Christian, they have a little bit difficulty because it's not grain, it's something else. But it's grain anyhow, it's something, right? And that something blinded the human being. Why did it happen? You forgot what I was telling you. The old stuff was going, the good stuff was replacing it. Doesn't matter, but for you is this only. He did this, he did that. He said, yeah, okay. One grain could blind the human being, right? Then what? One little object could block the light and the darkness will be here, right? This is the reality. But I want to talk about the other part. The other part, which is the beautiful one, the fantastic one, however you could imagine it. Where is it coming to us? This light, this blah, blah, blah. The interesting stuff is that fantastic stuff comes out of this one. Real? A fellow will say it. It comes out of, then you will think that, how come that this piece of clay is shining? Said, this is the heart of the problem. This little stuff could shine. Behold the beauty of the heart, how its moon scattered the Pleiades by a single handful of clay. This is the magic we're talking about. So your body, your physical existence, your logic, your intelligence, all of that to us is the monkey, is the camel. It's a good one. It's much better than your BMW. Because it fits perfect. But this is the machine, the vehicle. We want to talk about the other one, the heart. Where is it? It's in here. Where? Nowhere. Then you talk about some real bone, meat and blood animal, dead one. And I said, oh, Rumi, he's in my heart. So where is my heart? Even Rumi is in it. And there is no time, remember. There is no distance. We are talking about the essence of humanity. And with essence of humanity, remember, we are not talking about the juice of humanity. If you squeeze the humanity, what do you get? The juice is monkey. Because juice is adding up, right? We talk about the essence, which is in no one and in everyone. What is the essence of humanity? Oh, we were talking about something, the end and the beginning, remember? You will not forget that one, which was a big law. What is the beginning? The outcome. Ah, if it is conscious, it's like that. In the space of consciousness, the beginning is the plan of the end. The end is the beginning. That's what the consciousness is, right? That's what it is to us. So the essence of humanity is what it is made for, when what it will become. And we know that we will become something else. Today I told you, remember, we found the manual. We found it. We learned it. What am I talking about? All these possibilities and all that. For what? For the essence. And that essence is not the knowledge that you received. At the beginning, the bread was the spirit, which is not, that is different, that's it. But now, you look at it, you think that you see that the stuff that I'm telling you, exactly because of that. It's not, because you transformed whatever I told you to an image. Image to us is not it. We have to go to originality. What is the originality? The originality of your monkey is what? Improvement from amoeba to monkey. Remember? In essence, we're talking about another kind of improvement. That another kind of improvement is not possible now, because now your camel is eating the dried stuff. The bread was the meaning. Whatever I was feeding you were meanings, so it was good. But if it has some form for you now, this is the dried out. The meaning is good, but the form of the meaning is no good. There was a meaning in the mind of Rumi when the people went to him to say, please, let us feel like you feel. He said, okay, sit down, and he told them the stuff. After 2 years, he started and said, listen, from the beginning, whatever I fed you was the meaning, remember? Now it's not. Because now that you know all of this, you made it an image. You imagine that you know. That imagination of knowledge is the dangerous stuff. The knowledge you have in you is the problem, because that's the image you made up. You have to work in it. Be ready, because I'm going to cross it out. Whatever you know will be crossed out when we go to the explanation of knowledge. Whatever you feel is included here in this book. Why? We're talking about love. What is love? Really, honestly, think about it. What is love? There are a few things that you could dare to say about love, right? You could say, love is not wanting. We learned that, and it was simple to understand. Love is not this, love is not that, love is like this, love is like... Love is like what? Whenever you want to talk about it, remember, up to now, there is one thing that you should remember. It's 100%. That part you understand, because you understand percent, right? The rest you do not understand. And we told you that, honestly, didn't we? Let's bring back the example of these two oceans. Could you imagine it? Really? No. Because there are two features. One is these two oceans share the wave. One is that they're divided by the most enormous infinite mountain. We want to go there, right? Over there we talk about knowledge. What is the difference between knowledge and love? Love is general, love is everywhere. Knowledge is not. Here we're talking about love, okay, love is everywhere because the essence, the shadow is there, the attraction is there, all that. Now we want to talk about something more serious, which is not for everyone, and we told you that. So you have to change. To be able to absorb that, you need to work on the monkey to at least release your head, because that's the moment of the hope. Did he talk about it? Go back, four paragraphs only. Read it. And see if you find something that Rumi will say, listen, you have to kick the shell and come out. Out here we are waiting for you to be born. But we cannot be born for you. You have to kick the shell and come out. Means you need serious working. With no more knowledge, because now only time every time we ask you what you do, you say, I'm learning. There is a point that you should do, and this is the moment that relieves everything. How? Listen carefully. Peter, will you please read the from 3995, because we have 4004, so. Ten last verses, yes.
They rent his palace.
We'll start from as, for example.
Okay. As the green thistles which a camel eats and gains from eating them 100 benefits and pleasures, when the camel from the desert eats those same thistles, after their greenness is gone and they have become dry, they rend his palate and cheek. Oh, alas, that such a well-trained rose became a sword. When the bread was spirit, it was the green thistles. Since it became form, it is now dry and gross. According as thou hadst formerly been in the habit of eating it, O gracious being, in the same hope